This is URN.
Hello, we're the Sherlocks and you're listening to
URN.
It's Courtney, you're listening to URN and I'm joined with the Sherlocks right now ahead of their gig at Rock City in Nottingham. So first of all, how are you guys? How's everything been? Excited to be here?
We're fantastic. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. I'm excited to meet you. Excited to have a little chat.
Oh, excited to meet us.
Or donkeys.
Or plonkers.
How you?
Set of clowns. Just keep going.
Just reel them all off. I'm there all night. How are you feeling about playing Nottingham tonight?
Buzzing.
Yeah.
Buzzing. Just glad to be back on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been over 16 months since we actually toured in the UK. We played some gigs last year, like some festivals, but as far as touring, it's been a while.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, it has been a long time, so it must be good to be like back on the road, especially on home turf, making your way up and down the country. And the tour started, was it Friday?
Friday, yeah, in Sheffield.
How was that? That must have been a good one for you, obviously close to home and whatever. And
amazing.
Yeah.
We don't have time to think about it. We got chucked in at Deep End, trading out the biggest gig at all. So
I got hammered and got in my own bed.
I got hammered and got in someone else's bed.
Brilliant. So good night all round for everyone then. And what is your favourite thing about being on tour? It's like one thing that you absolutely love doing.
Being hammered.
It's like, in here, it's like having an house party every night. That's what it's like.
Get on this.
Look.
Oh, got some jazzy lights. Yeah, I do like that.
For the visually impaired.
A score machine.
Let me tell you, it reaches some.
If anyone wants to know what it is, open up Google. It's called Party Rocker Max.
Honestly, I wish we had a video because Max. We've got a setting going on right now, haven't we?
You can get a few different models, but we went for Max.
We went for best one.
Oh, yeah, you've got to. You can't be messing about.
It's got some lights, like, but
yeah, we do a Party Rocker, but we went for Party Rocker.
It's got all whistles and bells, that.
Do you ever get, like, sick of each other being on tour? Because I know when I go away with my mates for, like, a week, I'm done after that week. I'm like, I need about 2 weeks first before anything else happens.
Nah. Well, when we do, we just turn that up even louder so we can't hear each
other. Just ignore one another.
Yeah.
I want to throw it back a little. I just want to ask, how did the four of you, like, get into music? What is it that made you want to start the band together?
Well, before these two moved into the same village as us, I believe Josh were already playing guitar. And then when we worked it out, we both started, like me and him started around the same time anyway, even though we didn't know each other. And when I started playing guitar, shortly after, Brandon received a drum kit for Christmas, when I got my first proper electric guitar.
I were a nobody.
So there were three, and then we needed to make Andy do some a bit. And then we realised we needed a bassist, because we didn't even realise that at first. We didn't know what a band even
was. That was a spare part to start with.
But then now you're here, look at you.
I was dancing.
Playing the triangle in the background.
One of the best bassists on planet.
Forrest, we gave him a load of Bruce Foxton DVDs and we went and held him and techno.
And obviously your album Under Your Sky was released last October, which I absolutely loved, man. I just popped that in there. How were you guys feeling about releasing that? Because obviously second album, were you excited, a little bit nervous, or
just excited really?
Yeah.
Tried a few different things on the album, tried some new ideas. Tried to keep it a lot simpler, to be fair.
Tried a new producer.
New producer. We recorded it in a different studio. We basically did what we did on the first album and flipped it on its head. The first album were done in the countryside in Wales, down at Rockfield, in literally solitary confinement. We didn't leave it. And then for this, we were coming home every weekend, we weren't working as many hours, and we did it with a different producer, we did it in Liverpool, so we were going out every night.
We were working.
And what, like, inspirations and whatever did you draw for to get the songs that you eventually chose to put onto the album?
Just basically, while we're touring, all the the sound written.
We were listening to, like, a lot of Killers and Kings of Leon at the time.
Kings of Leon are a perfect example of what we were trying to achieve recording-wise. Just when you listen to any Kings of Leon album, you can always, it sounds class, but it's never too, you can always hear what's going off. So you might hear the lead guitarist
shut up,
it's called Matt. You can always hear his part. There's never like too much going off, and then in background you can hear Caleb just playing rhythm. It's never too stupid. It's never like what's going off. You It sounds like a band in a room recorded very well, and that's what we want. Mm.
Is there a song on the album that's like your favourite, or one that you like really love to play live? Or
it's got to be now and then, hasn't it?
Mine's Under Your Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. For both of them.
I'd go with that.
Yeah, I enjoyed playing that last night.
Did you have a gig last night?
No. That before I played that.
Oh, yeah, last night. Did you?
Don't know what days we're on.
I can't remember. I work nights being up there.
And you guys released One Day from that album earlier this month. What is it that made you want to release that song as the next single from the album? Because obviously there was few tracks you could have chose from. What was it about that one?
To be fair, we've always wanted to release it. I think it was just the next. We definitely wanted to get another song out, so it was like, what would be the next best song to put out that sounds like a single? And I'm surprised that weren't put out a lot earlier anyway, to be fair. But with this album, we've been pretty easy going with everything, so management and label and everyone, we just wanted to see what they thought of what we should do, and then it's gone the way it has, like with in order at singles, because we basically just left it up to them, and then we got asked which song we want to put out, and we realised One Day had never been put out, so I put that out. It's a good tune.
Yeah, that was going to lead me to my next question, like how do you guys decide which song is going to be released first or the next one? Because obviously, is it like we like this song, let's put that out, or is there a thought process behind it?
A little bit, yeah. I think the main thing is the first song you put out, that's mm-hmm. the one that's going to get people enticed in that. So we were always for putting Magic Man did come out first, didn't it?
No, NYC.
See, we wanted Magic Man out first, but we didn't care too much because, like, NYC, we knew that were a big tune as well, so NYC seemed to do well. We ended up getting his way with Magic Man and putting that out, which people weren't against. They were all up for that.
Yeah. And even though you're on tour now and you have, you know, just released the new album a few months ago, have you guys started to think about making new music or penning anything down?
We're
or
it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
we're in
exciting.
The process of it.
Yeah.
We went in studio a couple of weeks ago and recorded a song. I think we're playing it tonight. Actually.
Oh, nice.
It's done.
Got some more dates penciled to get two more tracks down. I think this album's going to be done in like spells of like two and three songs rather than both for his first and second album were done like in a big block, whereas this one I'm a bit more scattered, but it'll probably work out better because we'll put everything into each song as we go in.
Yeah, definitely.
So, third album's going to be the best album.
I'm excited for it. And finally, what is the plan for the rest of 2020 for you guys? Obviously, you've got UK tour at the moment, but obviously we're still only in February.
Probably to smash every single gig we play, because I feel like we've been out of game a while.
We're at US.
Touring-wise. Oh, right. Well, touring-wise in UK. So we're going to smash these gigs, then we're going to US straight after.
Yes, we'll do what we always do, smash it.
And then we're going to tear America up. And then we've got loads of festivals. We've got quite a few festivals we haven't announced as well, so that's going to keep us busy. And between, just keep getting in studio for a day or two and keep recording plenty of songs.
It sounds like you've all got it figured out. So, thank you.
We are.
That's brilliant.
Gotta keep busy.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic gig tonight. Thank you so much for
nice
speaking to me.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
This is URN.